Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. PJ, former French President Jacques Chirac was hospitalized after he was attacked by what?
Probably his wife.
No. I'll give you a hint. Everybody in France, I guess, suffers from ennui, even le chien.
A dog.
A dog, not just a dog.
A German Shepherd?
No.
That would have been too good. Yeah.
No, he was attacked by his own clinically depressed poodle.
That's almost as good as a German Shepherd.
Well, actually, it was a Maltese.
It was a Maltese poodle, said the news. News reports say that the 76-year-old former French leader was ambushed by his own dog, Sumo, a Maltese poodle, whatever that is, that has been on medication for severe depression.
And it's I know, when you say clinically depressed, it insinuates a clinic was involved.
Yeah, I know. But it's been on medication. Nobody knows what has caused the animal's mental problems, this depression. It's been reported the poodle has been reading a lot of Sartre. It was overheard, to quietly growl, "What a life, you sniff a butt, you hump a leg, then it is over."
Jean-Paul should have been so profound.
Yeah. Kiri, there's no doubt Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin is a man's man. He's got, his pecs. He's got a black belt in judo. He's an animal lover who owns a pet tiger. And it turns out he's also an accomplished what?
Give me a clue.
Give you a clue. Well, an extensive CIA study revealed he did not do it by numbers.
Painter.
Yes, he's an artist now, didn't you know? Vladimir Putin is truly one of the greatest, most well-rounded individuals in the world. Either that or he has Jasper Johns trapped in a cell somewhere working for his gruel. The Prime Minister's first stab at modern art, it was called Pattern. It went for 37 million rubles at a charity auction. That's over $1 million. It's actually not a bad painting of the frost-covered windows looking out on a Ukrainian field. Nice bright colors. If you look closely enough, you can see Russian troops massing on the border.
And you can see Sarah Palin's house.
Yeah. Next up, he's competing in the Olympic luge trials. He's publishing his first cookbook called Putin Pot Pies. And this is amazing. He's going to play the lead role in a Moscow production of Annie. He looks really good in the dress, is all I have to say. Tom, President Obama promised change. He was not kidding. Just hours after he was inaugurated, he was seen doing something no other president in history has been known to do. What?
Was he texting?
He was not texting. He has not gotten his secret BlackBerry yet.
Oh. No other president.
He did it at an inaugural ball.
The bump.
He did the booty bump, Tom.
The booty bump.
He did the booty bump. It took place at the neighborhood ball, the first of 10 inaugural balls that President Obama attended. Victoria Lucas, a ninth grader among the guests who were invited up on stage with the president, said to him, quote, "Let's start the bump." And instead of calling the Secret Service, he said, "Okay." And then the most powerful man in the world bumped butts on live television with a little girl. Change we need, ladies and gentlemen. She said, quote, "I saw him kind of doing something that resembled it on Ellen, and I thought maybe I'd shoot for the stars and try and see if he's got it going on." He did!